Good morning. The time is 10:01, and today is June 16th, 2025. This is the Deputy Zoning Administrator hearing. My name is Megan Alton, and I'm the hearing officer for the first two items on the agenda. There's a total of four items on the agenda today: the Susan Sehan Trust Coastal Development Permit, the Maxon Road Name Change, the TAM CSD Use Permit Amendment 5014 and 5015. Before we start the hearing, if you would like to make comments on any of the projects today, please fill out the speaker card, and please sure to make your write your name and provide those to the secretary. Also, I ask that you write the agenda item number on there too. This meeting is being recorded, so please speak clearly into the microphone and identify yourself. Please direct all comments to me. Each speaker will be given 3 minutes for testimony, and the applicant will be given 5 minutes if they so choose. So for the first agenda, the first item on the agenda, the applicant is requesting a coastal permit, a coastal development approval for the construction of a bluff retention system to reinforce the foundation of the existing residence and to demolish an existing patio to restore the slope of the bluff on a developed lot in Bolinas. The property is located at 41 Ocean Avenue in Bolinas. It is further identified as Assessor's Parcel 193-162-26. Aaron Yata is the staff planner who's been working on this project. Are there any additional correspondence on this topic, Aaron?
No, I have not received any. Although I do have an update that I'd like to read into the record for the proposed resolution.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. So this is specifically pertaining to finding M, parks, recreation, and visitor servicing uses. So I propose to add language clarifying that the project is located on the subject property and within an existing road right-of-way of Ocean Avenue. Department of Public Works would require that the applicant vacate the right-of-way prior to construction.
Okay, and sorry, and that was for finding
M, like Mary.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm, you're welcome.
Okay. Next, I will open up the public hearing. Please note that, again, the meeting is being recorded. We kindly ask you to speak into the microphone and identify yourself. And every speaker will be given 3 minutes. I am not seeing any speaker cards for this item. Would no one else like to speak on this item? Okay, I'm going to close the pub. Okay.
The applicant is present.
Okay.
This is Zach Heineman, the applicant, on behalf of Suzanne Sciani. We have nothing to add other than what's in the record. Thank you so much.
Great, thank you. All right, seeing no other speakers and having no other speaker cards, I'm going to close the public hearing. Aaron, in addition to the finding that you had mentioned, there is also mention of it, the project taking effect on the private property and finding C2. So I just want to note we'll make the similar change there as well.
Okay, thank you.
So I have read the staff report, including the supplemental attachments from the Department of Public Works and Environmental Health, and I do want to note that, you know, they have additional requirements required of this project. And I'm in agreement with the proposed changes that have been discussed here today. Let's see. And also to note that I'm agreement with the special condition of approval for definitely appropriate and needed for this application. Therefore, I move to approve this project with conditions. The project is approved. Please note that the decision is not final and can be appealed to the Planning Commission within the next 8 business days. Right, thank you, Aaron.
Is it 10 business days?
Correct. Thank you. 10 business days. So the next item on the agenda is the Maxim Maxson Road change. I guess I'm going to take a 2-minute recess for switching of the planners. Thank you. Okay, and we are back. So this is for the second agenda item, the Maxson Road change pursuant to section code 970.05, the street and highway code, and the Marin County Code Resolution 80-78. A public hearing by the Deputy Zoning Administrator is required to declare the intention to act on the proposed street name changing and subsequent address change. The proposed request includes designating an 18-foot wide easement for a driveway and public utility purposes located off Shoreline Highway in an unincorporated area of Mill Valley as a private road to be named Poppy Lane. This subject easement serves 532A, 532B, 534, and 534B Shoreline Highway. Easton Ellers is a staff planner who's been working on this project. Are there any additional correspondence on this topic?
No additional correspondence has been received.
Great, thank you. At this time, I will open up the public hearing. Please note that the meeting is being recorded, and please speak into the microphone, and every individual will be given 3 minutes, and the applicant will be given 5 if they so choose. So the first speaker on my card is Jacob. Please step up to the microphone. I think it's on, too.
Yeah, so my name is Jacob Maxson. I'm one of the residents on 532B Shoreline Highway. I'll keep this brief. The number one reason we'd like it changed is very consistent mix-ups with the mail, and then also people not knowing where the easement is. Most importantly, as a veteran of the fire service of over 12 years, I wouldn't even know how to find my house if I didn't live there and I was driving in a fire engine or fire truck. So it would be really nice to have something to identify and designate our easement as an actual street. So really the street sign is the most important thing that we're looking for so that we have a visible easement.
Great, thank you.
That's it.
I have no other speaker cards on this item. Would anyone else like to speak? I'm going to close the public hearing. Easton, I was just wondering, are all the property owners applicants on this application, or is everyone in agreement affected by this change?
Jacob and Tina Maxim are the primary applicants, and they have submitted affidavits on behalf of the other, or at least 75% of those property owners who have frontage on the easement to authorize the street name change or in support of it.
Great, thank you. So finding that there is no owners, or finding that the owners affected by the street name change are in favor and not seeing any opposition, I approve the declaration that is part of agenda item number two. And the next hearing regarding this matter will be scheduled for July 1st at 10 a.m. With that, next will be an 8-minute recess. We'll allow time for a change of the DZA. The time is 10:12, and the hearing will resume in 8 minutes. Thank you.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Marin County Deputy Zoning Administrator hearing. My name is Emmanuel Brackett. I will be Deputy Administrator hearing for this morning. There are two items on the application, and the time is 10:24. Before we start, if you would like to speak, please fill out one of these cards that are located at the front counter, at the front desk, and give it to I almost said Michelle. Cindy? The meeting has been recorded, so please speak clearly into the microphone and identify yourself. Direct your comments to me. Each speaker will be giving... There's enough. 3 minutes each instead of two. There are two items on the agenda, by the same applicants, because these have two separate P numbers, so we'll take each one at a time. And we'll go in the order there here. The first application is by Tamalpais Community Services District, a use permit amendment, application number P5104. The applicant requests a use permit amendment approval to allow, an outdoor amplified music for specific events at the site. The events for which the outdoor amplified music has been requested include 1, 5 events, 5 events with Creekside Friday or similar on Fridays during June, July, and August with outdoor amplified music from 5:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. 1 event, Oktoberfest, on a Saturday in September or October with outdoor amplified music from 2:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. And 1 event on Earth Day or similar on a Saturday or Sunday in April with outdoor amplified music from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. The application is also requesting a CEQA exemption from the California Environmental Quality Act under Class 4. Before we go forward, the staff who's been working on this is Easton. Have I described the project correctly?
Yes, for the most part, but just one correction. Mm-hmm. Is that for the outdoor amplified music for Earth Day or similar, the time for that event for the amplified music specifically is to be from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m.? And that is the one correction I wanted to provide.
That's 4 p.m.
Yes, from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. for Earth Day.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Since the publication of the staff report, have we received any more communications?
Yes, since the publication of the staff report, I have received additional communications. First, I received a communication from a member of the public in support of both use permit amendments for the community center, which is the subject of the first, which is the first item we're speaking to, and then also in support of the use permit amendment for the corporation and maintenance yard. In addition, I have received I've received correspondence from the applicant, Garrett Toy, of the Tamalpais Community Service District, requiring clarification on the requesting a modification and clarifying the conditions for the community center use permit amendment. In addition, I've also received, though not included in the supplemental memorandum, communication from another member of the public who identified that the project webpages, the individual project webpages did not contain, or did not feature the staff report for both use permit amendments.
Okay, you said too much. Let's go take one at a time. Let's go back to the applicant's comments. Do those comments relate to this application or the next one?
Yes, they relate to this application.
Okay, what is the clarification they're looking for?
The clarification was that first, the project sponsor, Garrett Toy, wanted clarification on whether the events that being, activities associated with the events that being Earth Day, Oktoberfest, and Creekside Fridays could also occur on the portions of the community site that were zoned A2, as the land use for those parcels are considered a public park and playground. And we modified the condition to, or we are recommending to modify the condition that they are allowed because it's consistent, because the public park and playground land use is principally permitted in the A2 district, though we would not allow any amplified music to be located on either on those two parcels that constitute the A2 zoning district.
Got it. Okay, thank you. Going to the other comment about the public hearing notices or the information not being posted on the project webpage. Going to the top, was a hearing notice sent first of all? Yes or no?
Before we proceed, I also need to clarify that the project applicant also wanted a modification to condition 2B.
Yeah, I saw that.
Do you require any clarification on 2B?
No.
Okay, thank you.
Was the public hearing notice sent on time?
Yes, so the public notice was sent on time, which was a postcard sent to properties within a 300-foot radius of the subject parcels. And it was also posted, which had directions to then post, directions then to have members of the public access the DZA website for the staff report and associated materials.
Okay. Was this also posted on paper?
Can I provide some clarity? So Michelle Levinson, principal planner. So yes, we did send a public notice postcard actually to property owners within 600 feet of the project's parcels. And that public notice postcard identified that this hearing was gonna occur today at this time. And it also provided direction to access the Deputy Zoning Administrator webpage for project-related information. So now to be extra redundant, we also have the practice of updating the individual project application webpages with information about the Deputy Zoning Administrator hearing items. So the comment that we received on Friday, I believe, brought it to our attention that the staff report and the recommended resolution were not contained on the individual project web pages. So just to clarify again, the staff report and recommended resolutions were on the DZA web page, consistent with the public notice postcards, but not on the two individual project application web pages.
Okay, and then to the question whether or not this was noticed, I mean, published on a web page, on a paper, I think it was.
In the Marin IJ?
Yeah.
Yes, it was.
Thank you. I I think that's all the question I have for now for staff. At this time, I will open the public hearing and I'll invite the applicant to come up and speak. We have 5 minutes on this application item only. If you have any questions, if you have comments about the next application, please reserve it to the next application.
Great. Morning. Garrett Toy, General Manager for the Tamil Pious.
Can you spell the last name, please?
Oh, T-O-Y. Garrett Toy, General Manager, Tamil Pious Community Service District, representing the district for this application. I do have some board members here, Jeff Brown, Steve Levine, and our board president, Stefan Barshat. We have our vice chair from our Parks and Recreation Commission, also in attendance, Pam Keon, and Assistant General Manager here, Alan Shear. All in support of the applications. Keep it brief. It's Five Creek Site. We're requesting Five Creek Site Friday events. One household hazardous, not household hazardous waste day, one Oktoberfest, and one Earth Day event. We've read the county staff report and the attachments. We've read the county staff report, the supplemental report, which is in response to our request for the supplemental information. So we're in support of county staff recommendation with the commissions of approval.
As modified.
As modified.
Thank you.
As modified. Yes, that's correct. These events are very well attended in the district, well received. We did a community survey in 2024. Community is very supportive of these events. In the packet, we submitted that letter of support that was signed now by over 800 people in the district. I do have some additional support letters that we've received that I'll hand to the clerk, about 14 more. Anyway. Creekside, 250, 400 people attend. Oktoberfest, 400 to 600 people. Earth Day, it's much smaller, but we anticipate 75, 100 people. So with that, really, these are great events for the community of great benefit. That pretty much concludes my comments. Available to answer any questions, provide clarification. And I don't know if it's a possibility to reserve any of the time if we need to respond to any comments.
You cannot reserve your time,
okay.
But I'll give you the opportunity to. I may have questions to you at the end of the public comments. I'll bring it back.
Okay, cool. Thank you. Appreciate
thank
it.
You. I'll call the names as it was given to me in a note on these cards. Jim Capper.
My name is Jim Casper. It's Casper with a K. Been a resident for Tam Valley almost 50 years. I've been an active participant at the Creekside events and Oktoberfest, unfortunately not Earth Day. I think that given we're in a community, or essentially a community within the Marin County unincorporated area, these events actually help define the community that is Tam Valley. And I think it's very important from a personal point of view as well as a neighborly point of view to have those events continue. And I fully support all three of the events as a way of keeping all the community together and focus on all the issues that face a community like us. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Jeff Brown.
Hi, I'm Jeff Brown. I'm a board member of the Tamil Pious Community Services District. I just want to say the community of Tam Valley is really amazing. We have the most incredible sense of community of any place I've ever lived in my life. And events such as these really bring everybody together and form an amazing bond. So I'll just stay here in support of this.
Thank you so much. I'm going to butcher this last name. I apologize. Barshat? Stafford.
Stefan Barshat.
Yeah, Barshat.
Oh, he actually had to step out.
Okay.
He's the board president.
Otto van Varek. Can you spell your last name, please?
Good morning. V-O-N space F-R-A-N-Q-U-E.
Thank you, go ahead.
So I actually signed up for number 4, the garbage day. Shall I speak to that later?
Yes. It says 3 and 4, but okay.
Oh, just
thank you.
4, thank you.
Paul Carroll.
Good morning, thank you. Do you need me to spell my last name?
Oh, no, it's okay.
Okay. So I am a resident on Starling Road. I've been a resident since 2002, a resident in Mill Valley since 1996. I wasn't quite sure what I was going to say today until I heard more and learned more, because I've worked in federal government for a number of years in the past in the EPA. It seems to me like this is a procedural issue, but with incredibly profound community implications. As Jeff said, Tam Valley has its own identity. There aren't many community services districts in the county. There are a handful. We rely on those not only for our garbage services, but for our community ethos. These community events are incredibly binding for all of us. They're popular. They're very limited. And so I think it was really only until after COVID, when the location changed to someone nearby, more somewhere nearby in the neighborhood, that any complaint became emergent. And I also noticed this is one resident. And so one question I have, and I guess it's rhetorical, is there are many other, I shouldn't say many, there are a handful of other properties that are adjacent to this same property line, and there's been zero complaints. So I fully support the amended permit application, and thank you.
Thank you. Michael Jarvis or Gravis? Michael? Ken Phelps for item agenda number 3 and 4.
My name is Ken Phelps. I'm here in support of the continuation of the events at the Tam Valley Community Center. I'm a neighbor. I live about 6 blocks away. I've lived there almost 50 years. I can walk to the event. I'll be 84 next month, so it's a very important personally to me to be able to walk there and interact with the neighbors and to have a social activity for me so that I don't end up being isolated down the road. It's a very well attended event, and everybody and the community gets together and say hi and support each other. So that's I'm in favor of the events continuing.
Thank you, and happy early birthday.
Thank you.
Jim Casper already spoke. Is Sharon or Johnson? Can you spell your first name, please?
The whole name is a little difficult. I apologize. It's Sonja, S-O-N-J-A.
This is Sonja, okay.
Yes, sir. And the last name is Arndt hyphen Johnson, and the first one is A-R-N-D-T, silent D.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Of course. So I'm just here to speak on number 3 and 4, and I also live on Starling Road in Mill Valley, and I'm here on behalf of a large group of mothers. We've all moved there in probably the last 5 years, and this is where we are raising our children. We have, children that are toddlers that run around, that partake in these events. In regards to number 3, this is why we picked this community. We picked this community because it feels like family. We get to meet people, and even Mr. Carroll, he's like a grandfather to our daughter that lives down the street. Uncle, I stand corrected. But we're a family, the moms group, there's a very tight moms group. It's comprised about 30 mothers in the neighborhood. We live for these events. They give us a break after a long week to go see our community members on a Friday, to socialize, to partake in it. And same with, I know this is kind of number 4, but debris days, right? It's very tough for, working moms, working families that are in this community to go all the way up to the dump on a weekend when you have small children. This is our saving grace. We wait for it all year. We have tons of baby stuff that we donate, that we also, recycle and partake in that day, and it means a lot to our community. And, our frustration is, and I think Mr. Carroll pointed this out perfectly, the complaints are really coming from one individual. And I think the thing that's been really tough for our community is that our understanding is the individual does not, you know, live year round. He's not been there the last 5 years. And we have a hard time understanding that, you know, how can there be a nuisance complaint for someone that isn't there every single day? You know, in addition to that, you know, we understand it's also like a rental property and we love the people that have lived there. But, you know, again, this is our community. We all invest in this community. We partake in it.
You have 30 seconds.
Yeah. We partake in it, and these are things that define our community. And I think it's really important to give a voice to, you know, the people that have lived there for generations, the new part, people that have moved in, and also the young families in that community.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Stafford Barstadt. Please spell your last name for the record.
B-A-R-T-S-C-H-A-T. And I'll be quick. I think you already heard from Director Brown. I'm also a director at the TCSD, president of the board. And I don't know if Director Brown already mentioned, we voted on this unanimously. TCSD is very community-focused, community-oriented. We bring together all of these events, bring together not just people that want to have fun. We also have a ton of volunteers that show up. Including, you know, 9-year-old kids that are helping out, which later turn into paid positions at the TCSD sometimes. So I really think the Creekside Fridays and all these live music events are kind of like a core part of what makes Tam Valley a great place to live.
Thank you. Is there anyone who would like to speak on this agenda item? None. Seeing none, I'll close the public testimony hearing portion. Going back to staff, one last question. I don't see a revised resolution. With amended resolution with the conditions that...
We provided the supplemental memorandum to incorporate the revisions.
So you're going to include these into the resolution. This will supersede what's on the staff report.
As part of the supplemental memo, we provided rationale as to why the requests for the revisions to the recommendation weren't recommended by staff. And so the applicant has reviewed that supplemental memo. I don't want to speak for them, but what I heard him testify was that they were in agreement with the supplemental memo and staff's recommendation.
That was my understanding as well. Okay, thank you. I was at the TAM Design Review Board when this application was heard. I remember that there was an overwhelming public support for this application, and I've since followed it through the process. I know this site very well. I'm very familiar with it. I don't live in the area, but I know. I go there quite often for work and other reasons. I don't see any public opposition to this application, and therefore staffs, this project is approved with the amended resolution. Anyone who would like to appeal this, please be in contact with Easton. We have 8 business days from tomorrow. Thank you. We'll move on to the next application. I noticed that a lot of people have put in 3 and 4. I'll call your name, but if you don't want to speak, just wave and you don't have to come up. The applicant, again, is the same. There is requesting a conditional use permit amendment. This time, the application number is P-51105. Approval to host 2 recurring events at the site. The events that the district seeks to host include 2 annual events to be held on Saturday in May and October from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m., and 1 an annual yearly event to be held on Saturday in May
sometime in May between 9 a.m. and 1 p.m. The request also includes authorization for ancillary activities related to these events at the site. The application also requests an exemption from California Environmental Quality Act under Section 15304, Class 4. Staff, are there any more additional comments received on this application on the P105?
Similar to the comments received for the community center use permit amendment, the public comment received since the publication of the staff report consisted of, one, a letter from the member of public in support of the use permit amendment, two, request for clarification from the project sponsor, Garrett Toy, the general manager of TCSD, and three was the inquiry regarding the process for public notification and publication of staff reports.
Okay, thank you. At this time, I'll open the public hearing and I'll invite on the order that appears on my desk. And I'll, if you don't want to speak because you spoke previously, you don't have to. You can just wave if you don't want to speak. Applicant first, Garrett Toy.
Hi. Well, as it's a public hearing, I'm going to make some of the same comments. So, again, Garrett Toy, general manager of Town Pius Community Service District, representing the district on this application. We have board members here, excuse me, Jeff Brown, Steve Levine, and our board president, Stephen Barshat. We have assistant general manager, Alan Shear, and we have our vice chair from the Parks and Recreation Commission, Pam Keon, in support of the application. So again, it's requesting two events that we call Debris Day and one Hazardous Waste Day. And as you may know, to reduce any clarification, we actually modified our initial application. We removed out any reference to our existing operations and just focused solely on requests for two debris days and one hazardous waste day. So we have reviewed the county staff report and all the attachments. We've also read the county supplemental staff reports that were replying to our supplemental materials. And again, we are in agreement with the county staff recommendation to approve those events with the conditions of approval. These are very popular events in the community. About 250 vehicles attend the Debris Day. Hazardous Waste Day, though, was a newer event that was done last year, and that was really in response to the community survey. In the community survey, it said the event people most wanted to see was a household hazardous waste day, so we did that. Again, you have the letters of support, online letters of support. Now it's over 800 signatures. We do have 14 additional letters to submit that we previously submitted for 203 Marin. So Fencer highly supported. And then for the record, as we noted in our supplemental materials, we do disagree with many of the comments in Mr. Gervais' letter regarding this application. But our supplemental materials does state what our main concerns are. Again, here to answer any questions, offer any clarification that you may have or questions on any of the materials.
Yeah, thank you. If I have any questions, I'll bring you up.
Okay, thank you.
Jim Casper, if you want to speak on this app.
Jim Casper, as I mentioned, resident of Tam Valley for almost 50 years. This really started probably my awareness of it 40 years ago with Green Waste Days. At that time, there were no such thing as Chipper Days and events that are currently going on throughout Marin County. So it was a way for people to start taking advantage of clearing their property and having a community service district like TCSD provide support for the neighbors. It then became Debris Day, which, by the way, also includes shredding, which is very helpful. It's been conveniently scheduled in the spring right after tax season, so we're able to get rid of a lot of our material. Again, it's very convenient. There are stories of people who have as many as 5 or 10 trips on any one of these days to actually clear up their property. So it's been very helpful for, I think, a lot of community members. As I mentioned, we added Shredding Day, and as Mr. Toy mentioned added hazardous waste, which has become very convenient for all the neighbors. I believe this is also in keeping with any kind of sound ordinances within the county. So I fully support all those events for Tam Valley. Thank you.
Thank you. Jeff Brown?
I'll wave my right to speak.
Thank you. Ken Phillips? Thank you. Michael Jaravis, can you spell your last name, please, when you get up here?
Good morning. Michael Gervais, G-E-R-V-A-I-S. I live directly adjacent to the TCSD yard at 305 Bell Lane. I share two boundary lines with the TCSD. I oppose this permit and urge you to deny it, or at a minimum require an initial study under CEQA. This project is not exempt from environmental review. The county is relying on a categorical exemption from under CEQA, but that exemption clearly does not apply where unusual circumstances exist.
What is the unusual circumstances?
Here, the site is surrounded by residential homes. It is one block away from a public elementary school. There's a history of documented complaints of a noise. And now the TCSD wants to host a hazardous waste event. In addition, when the TCSD previously applied for this permit twice, an environmental review was required, and it found adverse effects on the neighborhood. And for that reason, it was denied by the county in 1976, 1979. The TCSD has nevertheless restarted this program, and now actually wants to start it earlier in the day, as well as add this additional household hazardous waste event. These events are incredibly loud. They're just feet from homes. They're not minor. They're not negligible. They generate significant noise, traffic, and safety risks. The household hazardous waste is happening just feet away from where my own child plays in our backyard. And I have no assurances from the materials that have been provided that these events are safe for my child, particularly when we are making them exempt from environmental review. The staff report fails to analyze potential noise impacts or hazardous material risks. It does not include any sound study, hazard contingency plan, or mitigation measures such as sound mitigation for the residential neighbors who share their property lines with these events. There's no discussion of how the toxic chemicals that are being dropped off will be handled, how they are separated or stored, or how the applicant will deal with the inevitable spills. The county's rubber stamp, in my view, is a violation of CEQA's fair argument standard and a failure to proceed in the manner required by the law. Moreover, this project conflicts with the Tamil Pious Community Plan's goal of preserving residential character. Turning a blind eye to noise complaints and safety concerns to allow what is referred to as a scrap and dismantling yard surrounded by a family neighborhood without any environmental review or attempt to mitigate its adverse effects is deeply incompatible with that vision. So I respectfully request that you deny the permit or at a minimum require proper environmental review and noise mitigation. And I would request that you enter my objections into the administrative record for any future appeal or legal proceedings. Thank you.
Thank you. Is that okay? Thank you. Sonia? Three minutes, please.
Just perfect. I will be very brief. I would just like to flag that, you know, there was several mentions of safety risks and everything, and I think we really need to address the safety risk of garbage trucks going later in the day. This neighborhood is a neighborhood where parents and their children walk to school. I think the reason it starts early in the day is to basically mitigate some of those risks to the children that are walking with their parents. Kids run out on the road. We know that. There's no greater fear for a parent than besides a garbage truck hitting them. And I think that's part of, you know, the things that are factored in. And I, like I said, speaking on behalf of a significant group of mothers in the community, about 20 to 30 families that are all in that immediate area that walk our children to school. 5 a.m. is the time to do it. And it is not when we're walking our children to school. And I would also just note that, you know, again, the community, I think the letters and the support and everything speak for itself. The community has spoken at large, and I think that there's a lot of frustration from families in the community that an individual has, you know, kind of to some extent, you know, threatened a lot of litigation, done a lot of studies, but our understanding is they don't reside in the community.
That doesn't matter.
Okay. But I think there is that frustration. Okay. There is a frustration that the people that, you know, live there every single day, that walk their kids every single day. So we would ask you that you approve this on behalf of the families. Thank you.
Paul Carroll, if you want to speak.
Yes, thank you. This, to me, raises some other issues, and I think environmental review is always important. I didn't see the initial comments that were the complaints, but based on what I've heard so far, there's a big difference between commercial hazardous waste and household hazardous waste. And whenever you're doing an environmental assessment, it's compared to what? So if, as opposed to having two debris days each year and one household hazardous waste collection day, every household was independently responsible for disposing of themselves, that would be hundreds of vehicle trips with household hazardous waste going to the county recycling community. So I'd take that bet that having a centralized location for household hazardous waste and two debris days would ultimately be safer, less emissions. The other thing, frankly, it's one of the few times I interact with our waste haulers. I get to see the guys who are getting up early and say hello to them. So it reinforces that community spirit. And finally, I think that the safety issue, yeah, of course, whenever you're moving vehicles or having car traffic and so on, safety is potentially a concern. Every time I have participated in Debris Day, and in fact, increasingly in the past few years, the staff is very clear about stop your vehicle there, please, don't get out. They ask what you have. They don't want to get their own hands cut by sharp objects and so on. I feel a very strong culture of safety. Thank you.
Thank you. Otto Vaughn, can you spell your last name again, please?
Otto von Frankie, V-O-N space F-R-A-N-Q-U-E. So I have lived in Tam Valley for 20 plus years, and I'm well familiar with the school and with the garbage patterns and so forth. And my first comment, I wanted to follow up on what Mr. Gervais mentioned. I actually do have a lot of empathy for the people living around there, because by my back of the envelope calculation, there's 200 school days in the year, and there's about an hour of traffic twice a day. That's 400 hours of both noise and pollution, especially from, you know, SUVs that are exempt from the same standards as cars. So those 400 hours of exposure to pollution pales compared to the 8 hours that we're requesting for this garbage, these special garbage days. I have put on my calendar every year religiously, make sure that you catch the May and October dates, and that's how I found out about the cancellation this year, because I had some stuff accumulated. So I'm well familiar with how things go down. It's surprisingly quiet. As Paul mentioned, the staff is incredibly skilled. They have bins and special containers and this and that for everything. And I want to second what Paul Carroll said, is that I'd rather have our community members bring their stuff to a professional place that disposes of it than have my cans of paint sit at home and rust through and pollute the environment, or have people be tempted to just chuck things into the garbage because it's too much of a hassle to take it elsewhere. I've gone to the dump.
Thank you. 30 seconds, please.
I've gone to San Rafael, and it's a big, big deal to dispose of things. Lastly, community is a big deal. To me, that's a community event, going there, seeing other people, chit-chatting with the staff. So.
Okay. Thank you. Finally, Stafford Barstadt, if you would like to speak.
Thank you. Yeah, again, just speaking for the board, we voted on revising this use permit unanimously. You know, these are additional community events, basically. People religiously put this on their calendar. Sometimes we even organize, you know, special collections for goods so they get out of the garbage stream to the landfill. We actually do a lot of diversion of these materials. For example, the scrap metal that's collected does not go into the landfill. So it's it's a great community event, useful for the planet. Regarding the hazardous waste, you know, that was modeled on what was going on in West Marin. We saw that West Marin was collecting hazardous waste, and we thought that was a great service to bring to the community as well, people cleaning out their specific garages. And that's handled by a third-party contractor that's fully licensed, state, federal licenses to collect. They wrap the whole place in plastic before they even get started. They all have hazmat suits on. I'm pretty confident we run a great operation there. I think one other thing I wanted to mention, since you attended the TDRB meeting, we heard a lot of complaints about the early start time. That was a surprise to the board, so we actually connected with the local neighbors. I'm a neighbor as well. I live about a block away from the operation, and we're currently studying that, and the neighbors are we had a meeting with a subcommittee to meet with the neighbors, and we're keeping them apprised of what's going on. I know that's no longer part of the use permit application, but I wanted to give you that update. You know, we want to be good neighbors as a board
to
the local community. Thank you.
Anyone else would like to speak? Thank you. I'm going to close the public testimony portion and go into. I have just one question for staff, Michelle. I'm looking at the notice of exemption, and I'm assuming the environmental coordinator has reviewed it.
Yes, correct.
Thank you.
And just to reiterate that exemption that our environmental program coordinator determined applied to this project. That is the CEQA guidelines section 15304. It's a class 4, which pertains specifically to temporary uses of land having negligible or no permanent effects on the environment. So staff coordinated with our environmental planning team for the CEQA compliance for this application.
Okay. Thank you. Can the applicant just come up real quick for one question, please? Yes or no? These are new events, not existing events, correct? Two annual Debris Day.
Debris Day?
Yeah.
Actually, Debris Day, we've probably been conducting on the site for the last 20 years. We just didn't know we needed a use permit.
Thank you. That's all.
Hazardous household waste is new.
Okay, thank you. There's been quite a number of public comments. I'm not going to address all those in support. I understand you're here to support the project. But I want to address a couple of comments that were raised by the neighbor speaker. One is the fair argument about CEQA. It doesn't apply to categorical exclusions. Categorical exclusion by statute is either categorically exempt, and the responsibility is to prove otherwise falls on those who are challenging the county's determination whether or not a project is categorically excluded. In this case, I did speak with Rachel Reed, the environmental planner. She did review the proposed CEQA exemption, and she signed off on it. And if anyone who wishes to argue that that judgment is incorrect, the burden shifts towards that person, party, to provide substantial evidence why it is incorrect. Making statements of disagreement do not constitute evidence or substantial evidence on a record. And two, I accept your comment. It's been noted, it's on the record. It will be part of the administrative record. I don't know, you vaguely referenced the TAM design, the TAM community plan, and saying that this project somehow is inconsistent with the residential character of the neighborhood. There is no rezoning proposed. These are existing existing activities and been legalized in some instance, but these are, there's no proposal that would change the zoning amendment or the zoning designation, the land use designation, or there's no amendment to change or somehow introduce new uses that are not allowed at this zoning area and this is in the zoning designation. So I also disagree that somehow this is inconsistent with the time plan. It's not. I don't simply stating it as inconsistent doesn't make it inconsistent. You have to provide substantial evidence, either orally or in writing. I don't see how this is inconsistent. There is nothing on the project that would somehow undermine the residential character of the neighborhood. I spoke, the reason I asked about the CEQA is because I was concerned about the noise and also air pollution possibly. And the California legislature has purposely created class four for these types of uses, otherwise they wouldn't have. The project proposed is consistent with class four. I don't see anything on a record other than statements that would say it's inconsistent, therefore I disagree with that. I understand your position, fully get it. I'm very familiar with the neighborhood, but on a purely technical terms, in order to require initial study and neg deck and so forth, there has to be a trigger, a cause, and I don't see anything that would push this application beyond categorical exclusion. With that statement, I'm going to approve the project as proposed. You have 8 business days to file an appeal. Please contact Easton. He will be happy to advise. And one more thing, I'm sorry. About noticing, as Michelle said, the county has a practice of going above and beyond what is required, a minimum by the law. The requirement is you send notices to property owners, or you publish on a website, or you publish it on a general circulation newspaper. It doesn't have to, you don't have to do all three, but we do 4 things. And in this case, I see 3 of the 4 have been met, and that's far beyond what the law requires. I do not see anything that is inconsistent or wrong with the noticing or the publishing or not publishing of application. Anyone who wanted to follow this application, who wanted to be notified, I think have been adequately, very well notified. With that, I'll end my comments. The project is approved. Those who wish to file an appeal, you may do so within the next 8 business days. Please contact Easton Eilers, and the time is 11:10, and the meeting is adjourned. Thank you, everyone, for a civil meeting.